In Los Angeles County, local government is still struggling to figure out how to solve the crisis of homelessness. LA officials announced that more than 40,000 people in the county had found housing after experiencing homelessness within the past year, but 55,000 people became homeless, adding up to a 12% increase across the county. The city and the county have poured millions into helping people affected, but Matt Tinoco, the housing and homelessness reporter for KPCC, says the root causes remain unchanged.
Homelessness is different for every single individual person who falls into homelessness, but the core underlying factors are basically a lot of poverty and very, very high housing costs. Locally, wages, and really everywhere, wages just have not increased at the rate the cost of living, and especially the cost of housing has increased, and that is the single overwhelmingly common reason that people fall into homelessness. They just can't afford to live in a place.
Who is homeless? What does the homeless population look like in LA County?
Homelessness affects really everybody demographically, but it does overrepresent Black Americans by quite a significant margin. So in LA County, Black people make up about 8% of the county's total population, but in the homeless population, it's about 38 to 40%, which is a really, really significant overrepresentation for that. White people are slightly overrepresented on the streets. Latinos are a little bit underrepresented on the streets relative to the general population in LA County. And then Asian Americans are actually underrepresented. Native Americans are overrepresented. A very small fraction of the people who live in LA County are Native Americans, but on the streets, it's about 2 to 3%, which is just one factor among everything here.
And, you know, oftentimes we hear that people who are homeless are usually dealing with mental illness or addiction. But how big of a factor is that really? What do you know of the people who are on the street? Are the majority of them dealing with addiction and mental illness issues?
No. So when we have our homeless count, there's also a pretty rigorous demographic survey that produces those demographic stats that I just gave to you. But they also survey mental health as well as substance use. And it's about 30% of the people on the street or who are homeless have one or the other. Which means that 71% is the number of people who have neither of those things, neither a sort of severe mental illness or a substance abuse issue.
That's almost the opposite of what we hear, right, Matt?
Right. That is. The thing is that if you see somebody who's deteriorated to the point where they're just talking to themselves, that's extremely visible. What you're not seeing is everybody else who goes to great lengths to just be invisible, because to be invisible is a survival coping mechanism while homeless, basically. One of the things, though, that I think about a lot is that being homeless itself, actually, though it's so stressful, it's so psychologically corrosive that it does sort of drive people into mental illness, just because you're spending so much of your time in this extremely heightened anxiety, like literal survival. Okay, where am I going to sleep tonight? Where am I going to go to the bathroom? And that stress does just wear people down. One of the things that I think about a lot is sleep. So if you're sleeping on a sidewalk on a busy arterial street, you're not going to be able to sleep. And okay, well, one night, two nights, that's one or two nights. But now do that for a month, do that for 6 months, do that for a year. When I say that, and I think, and when you kind of parse it out and people try and start thinking about it, I think they can begin to parse out, oh, okay, this is something. Homelessness starts as a temporary economic condition that then becomes something much, much worse if it isn't addressed right away, I guess.
Are there permanent solutions that are being discussed right now in LA County, given the severity of the situation?
It's hard. The only permanent solutions to homelessness are, one, more housing, because the reason the housing costs are going up so much locally is just because there just isn't enough. So you have a population that's way bigger than the sort of housing stock available in Southern California, basically, because it's been underbuilt for the past 40 or so years. So you need to basically make up that net deficit. In LA County, the stat is 516,000 units for below market rate. Basically, to meet that need, you would need to build 516,000 units of below market rate housing to sort of or meet the need.
But are there any incentives to do that, Matt? Because that's often the issue, right? It doesn't feel like a lot of housing in the long run, but it and there's obviously a need for it. But are there incentives to get builders to actually do that?
Yeah, I mean, we are trying to incentivize. The problem is it just cannot match the scale that's needed. So a couple years ago, City of LA voters passed a bond measure called Triple H, which was basically to do this. It was the public sector was going to subsidize the construction of, they said, 10,000 units of supportive housing. Now, that basically involves our government cutting private developers a check who then enter that into the sort of calculus of building affordable housing. It's basically stringing together a bunch of different grants. And so there has been a little bit of that. And then you have the issue of just generally our states, particularly in Southern California, the supply of housing is constrained. So you saw earlier in May a number of sort of state bills that were intended to increase the supply of housing in the state of California. And a lot of them just didn't make it, largely because of just politicking on behalf of largely suburban municipalities that do not want to see their cities grow more dense, which is really what is needed at this point, because the lack of housing then in turn drives inequality, because housing costs across the board increase, and the housing cost differential between the poor parts of the metro area and the more affluent parts are not actually that different. The issue is that the people in the poorer parts just don't have the money. They already don't have disposable income, and then that's the situation, I guess.
Matt Tinoco is the housing and homelessness reporter for KPCC. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.